Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 52. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight, lows dip down to about 19. Mainly sunny skies tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 47. Mainly sunny and dry Thursday and Friday, upper 50s Thursday, low 40s by Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently, it's 35 degrees.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. A teen gunned down in Kansas City has been identified. Brandon Dixon has more.
Police say the 15-year-old killed in a shooting near 33rd Street and Bales Avenue Sunday evening was Tacoby Kindred. The homicide happened at a home, and preliminary investigations suggest it stemmed from an argument during a gathering at the residence, which escalated into gunfire. Cops said Monday they're making progress in identifying a person of interest. I'm Brandon Dixon.
A Hutchinson property that's in violation of city code is on the agenda at today's city council meeting. The building at 3405 East 4th Avenue has had a partial collapse and has no emergency lighting, has electrical hazards, and no fire extinguishers, according to the Hutchinson Post. The structures also contained a worm farm, and that was not approved under its special use permit. The city wants the property condemned. A public hearing will be part of tonight's Hutchinson City Council meeting. And a bit of a different schedule for the Chiefs this week. They host the Texans Saturday, and they'll be at the Steelers on Christmas Day. This is Kansas Information Network News.
You said you'd never buy your kid candy from the checkout aisle. Or forget extra diapers. And never give in to a meltdown. You'd never lick your thumb to clean their face, never let them have too much screen time, and never bribe them for just one more bite. You say you'd never let them out in public without their hair brushed, never ever become a minivan mom, and you'd never give them your phone for a quiet dinner.
Calling boss, work phone.
So when you say you'd never leave your child in a hot car, no, it can happen. Cars get hot fast, and kids can be at risk in temperatures as low as 60 degrees Fahrenheit. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hatley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Conflict in a small Kansas town that began at youth football games became a nucleus for a threatened free speech lawsuit that prompted a $75,000 payout. Over the course of about 3 years, Tim Clark, whose children attended school in the roughly 1,000-person city of Quinter in western Kansas, clashed with coaches, parents, and city officials at his son's football games. The single father, who doesn't live in Quinter, expressed his frustrations in a 2022 Facebook post, complaining about playing time and accusing coaches of favoritism. Shortly after that, city officials banned him for life from attending his son's sporting events. In October 2022, then-City Administrator Greg Thomas, Mayor Jeremy Blackwell, and Governor and Gove County Sheriff's Deputy confronted Clark in a parking lot outside his son's football practice. And Clark recorded the incident on his phone, including Thomas calling Clark the community's problem. According to a prepared legal complaint alleging First Amendment retaliation, Clark faced the prospect of arrest for attending Quinter Parks and Rec events. The city rescinded the ban on September 27th of this year, and the party settled the dispute in October for $75,000 before the complaint was filed in court. The draft complaint named Blackwell, Thomas, and the city's recreation director, Daryl Havless, as defendants. City officials didn't fully accept the settlement agreement, with Mayor Blackwell saying that the city only paid a $1,500 deductible, and it was the city's insurance company's recommendation to offer a settlement, despite heavy protests from the city. He said the city had no say in that decision. They still strongly oppose the decision and are currently evaluating their options with other carriers. Blackwell, who is also the assistant fire chief for the Quinter Fire Department, said all decisions before the settlement came directly from him, and they consider this situation behind them. A Hayes man was arrested earlier this month on a charge of sexual exploitation of a child. According to Deputy Hayes Police Chief Brian Dawson, 24-year-old Jonathan Alexander Weigel of Hayes was arrested on a criminal threat charge. And upon further investigation, police found that Weigel had allegedly solicited inappropriate photos from a 15-year-old Ellis County girl. He's now facing additional charges of interference with law enforcement officers and sexual exploitation of a child. U.S. Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas is proud to announce the removal of the Midwest Plains proposed transmission line from the U.S. Department of Energy's National Interest Electric Transmission Corridor project. After months of relentless advocacy, including numerous roundtables and meetings with every county that would have been impacted, Senator Marshall took Kansans' feedback and amplified their concerns directly to the Department of Energy. Senator Marshall's persistence has successfully stopped this flawed proposal in its tracks. He said Kansans living in the path of this proposed transmission line corridor spoke loud and clear. They do not want the federal government dictating what happens in their backyards. Kansans should always determine what is built in Kansas, not federal bureaucrats. And this proposal represented a dangerous overreach of federal authority, turning backyards into pathways for delivering energy to the coastal elites. Marshall said as soon as they heard of this project, they immediately went to the Department of Energy and fought back, and they're glad to report that they won this battle and Kansans' voices are heard at the highest levels. Funeral services for Frank Hillebrand, 72, of Clayton, will be held at 2 p.m. on Thursday, December 19th at the Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, and burial with military honors will follow in the Clayton Cemetery. Visitation will be from 5 to 7 p.m. tomorrow, Wednesday, December 18th, also at the funeral home, and a wake service and rosary will follow at 7 p.m. Memorial contributions may be made to the Norcator Fire Department or the Knights of Columbus and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Memorial services for Glenn Schultz, 96, of Norton, will be held at 2 p.m. on Friday, December 20th at the Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, and interment with military honors will follow in the Norton Cemetery. Memorial contributions may be made to the Norton Booster Club and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton, and condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. In Nebraska news, a beloved pregnant horse was killed over the weekend, and the Red Willow County Sheriff's Office is asking for your help in finding the person behind it. Sheriff Kevin Darling said the Nebraska Game and Parks Commission announced a $1,000 reward to help find the suspect or suspects. Deputies responded to a call this weekend where they said a 14-year-old pregnant mare was shot and killed sometime between Friday evening and Saturday morning. A Facebook post said the horse was very important to the family and they're looking for witnesses and suspects. The owners had already picked out a name for the colt. The family and the sheriff are asking for anyone with information to contact the sheriff's office in Red Willow or the McCook Police Department. The family is also offering a $5,000 reward for information that leads to the successful prosecution of the suspect or suspects behind this crime. According to Harlan County District Court records, 48-year-old Christopher Houghton of Orleans pled no contest to attempted first-degree murder and three counts of felon in possession of a firearm, and in exchange for his plea, additional weapons charges and a criminal mischief charge were dismissed after he was accused of attempted murder at a Harlan County RV park earlier this year. According to the arrest affidavit, in August, deputies with the Harlan County Sheriff's Office were called to the RV park along Highway 136 in Orleans. The affidavit stated that a group of people was hanging out when Houghton loaded a handgun with ammo he recently purchased from Orleans Service, and later the group went to Houghton's Orleans residence. One of the individuals involved said the topic of kidnapping was brought up and Houghton got very standoffish. No description of the nature of the conversation was detailed in the affidavit. Deputies said one of the men also brought up the topic of pedophilia, which according to the affidavit led to Houghton striking that man in the face with a closed fist. In the report, it stated a scuffle ensued with one of the men involved running from the residence. The next morning, the man who ran home reported to the sheriff's office that he woke up to gunfire. He said he saw Houghton standing in the entryway of a camper pointing the same handgun from the previous night at him. The man told deputies he got out of bed and found bullet holes in the bed and camper, and deputies located 7 9-millimeter bullets under the bed and 10 empty fired 9-millimeter shell cases near the entryway of the camper. Houghton is set to appear in Harlan County District Court for sentencing on March 17th. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Now we'll hear from Fig Millen and Norton Lady J basketball coach Cherry Brooks to update on the team and their game tonight at Southern Valley.
I'm here with head girls basketball coach Cherry Brooks. Coach, last week you traveled over to Goodland, but first of all, that we need to talk that that's a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So let's go ahead and start with Thursday's game against McCook.
We came out after the Hoxie game, and I felt like we learned from some of our experiences, and just were a little more aggressive, attacked their press a little bit better. We continued to rebound the ball very well against McCook, and had a little bit better shooting success as well there. So this time we increased our shooting percentage to about 33%, which was, it's going in the right direction, and we rebounded very well. We had 44 rebounds. So the girls came out, and I'm really glad they were able to get a win to start that tournament off, because it definitely helped their confidence. And this tournament is a huge tournament, because not only is it, you know, 3 days back-to-back, but we were playing teams. McCook hadn't been beat. They were composed of juniors and seniors. Goodland was the same way, and Burlington is off to having a great season too, and they're packed with juniors and seniors and a few sophomores, but they have two very good returning players as well.
Well, you had mentioned against the Hoxie that your girls struggled, and of course you do play some younger classmates and so forth, but did it feel like that being in a bigger building, and it just felt more comfortable for them?
Well, the first night against McCook, we were over in the auxiliary gym, so it was kind of the smaller gym, but I'm sure the atmosphere was probably a little intimidating for them. I know Friday night against Goodland, we were the late game, and it was against Goodland on their home court, and they've had so much success that they have great support, so it was loud, and it was a packed house, so I'm sure they were intimidated on Friday.
Now, why don't you give us an idea of some of your leading scorers and rebounders for that tournament?
Okay. Hallie Brooks had 22 points and against McCook, and then she had 15 against Goodland and then 12 against Burlington. So she was our leading scorer. However, Casey had 8 points on Thursday against McCook, which was good to help her confidence for sure. And then Leah and Caroline and Emma and Chloe and Cassidy all added a couple as well. Emma has been rebounding so well. I am just impressed with her toughness, and as I told her parents, she's just an energizer bunny. She never seems to run out of energy and doesn't let the other team even look like she's even flushed at one bit. So she has been a great surprise for us, and I love her, just her toughness. So Hallie and Emma led us in scoring and rebounding most of the weekend, and then Casey and Chloe all contributed as well. Cassidy, I felt like, had a real aggressive game against Burlington, which was definitely beneficial for her confidence. So they're growing every single game that we're in, as I said earlier as well. From teaching swimming lessons for so many years, these young girls are like getting thrown in the deep end and told to swim. So they're getting a lot thrown at them, but they're improving every time they step on the court.
Now, Goodland tournament topside tip-off always has some fun things. A three-point contest. They also name inspirational players, and then of course all-tournament team. And were your players involved in any of those awards?
So we had Casey and Hallie that competed in the three-point shooting contest, but they did not make the final round. And then for all tournament team, Hallie Brooks was selected to that. And then this year they added an all school leadership tournament team. And that was supposed to be based on not only your leadership, but your character and the way you work within your school and your teammates and your community. And so there has to come nominations from the principal, the counselor, and the coaches. And so from our team, we nominated Peyton Bailey and Hallie Brooks. And I nominated Peyton because she, you know, as we all know, she was hurt in the fall for volleyball, but she's shown up to practice every single day and helps the younger girls learn skills and helps even me at times when I say, when I ask questions, you know, to the assistant coach, you know, about, well, what do you see, what's going on there? What do you feel like, you know, might work better? She's always contributing. She's just a natural leader and coach. But both Hallie and Peyton were then selected onto the all-school leadership team. So I felt like that was a great honor for them.
Coach, it's no lie that you've been busy in the December, and on Tuesday of this week you're going to be playing Southern Valley at Southern Valley, Nebraska, and that's kind of a new team to see. It's a new gym. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the Southern Valley game?
So we're going to play Tuesday at Southern Valley, and we'll have three quarters of JV starting at 4 o'clock. And the Southern Valley team has had a pretty good success last year, and they're off to a great start this year. They're 3-2, but the two losses that they had were close games, and they have an aggressive bunch of guards, and then they have, I guess I haven't seen her exact height, but from watching on film, I'm going to say she's about 6'2". But she isn't just an inside player. She can knock down the three. So, and they also press the whole game. So we'll see how we can handle their pressure on their home court. But it should be a good game for us.
Now, Friday night, you're going to be stepping back into the Mid-Continent League, and you'll be playing Russell. Tell us a little bit about that Russell game.
So Russell will be on Friday at 4:30. And that will be our JV game, and then it'll be followed by the varsity game. And Russell returns many players, the Reeves girls, the Bernie girls, and they've been playing since they were freshmen, and they had their tournament this week in Russell. And they're 1-2 right now, but their last loss was to Central Plains, which we all know is always a powerhouse. So we can't overlook them for anything. And they had, you know, decent success in volleyball as well, and they just have a strong upperclassmen group that will be beneficial for them.
Well, Coach, we're going to wish you best luck on Tuesday when you travel up to Southern Valley, Nebraska. Then on Friday, you'll be hosting your first home game against the Russell Broncos. Reporting for KQ&K, I'm Fig Millen.
Thank you, Fig, and Coach Brooks, and good luck to the Lady Jays basketball team at their game tonight at Southern Valley. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having pizza square, tossed salad, pears, green beans, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be walking taco or chef salad with fruit and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be Italian dunkers, salad, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today should be cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny, with a high near 52 and a southeast wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour, which should become northwest in the afternoon. For tonight, it should be mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming clear, with a low around 19 and blustery, with a north wind of 15 to 20 miles per hour, decreasing to 5 to 10 miles per hour after midnight, and the winds could gust as high as 30 miles per hour. On Wednesday, it should be sunny with a high near 47 with a northwest wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. And on Wednesday night, it should be mostly clear with a low around 29. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got dogs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Thursday it should be sunny with a high near 57. On Friday, sunny with a high near 43. On Saturday, sunny with a high near 46. On Sunday, sunny with a high near 47. And on Monday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 51. Currently, with fair skies, it is 34 degrees. The humidity is 65%. The wind speed is southeast at 13 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.99. The dew point is 23 degrees. And our current wind chill is 25 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:22. It's time for Kansas Sports, and that's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. The question all last week for the Chiefs, who was going to play left tackle for them against the Browns this past weekend? After DJ Humphrey's newly starting left tackle hurt his hamstring in the previous game, they went back to what they did for a little bit in that game, and that was have Joe Tooney move over to the position. And after the game, head coach Andy Reid talked about it, and that's how he found out who Joe Tooney was back in college.
Joe had taken a couple snaps there last week, and I just felt comfortable. Veteran player. I scouted him as a tackle, so I knew he could get out there and battle. He's been an all-pro at two other positions, so give him a chance at the tackle spot.
The Chiefs came out with the win 21-7 behind a great defensive day that saw six total turnovers for them in the contest, and Patrick Mahomes didn't throw a single pick, but he did hurt his ankle. He is day-to-day. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Make Kansas part of your holiday season this year with a From the Land of Kansas holiday gift box shipped directly to your friends and family. Each gift box contains a variety of products from across the state. When you shop Kansas, you support local companies and your community. Shop fromthelandofkansas.com. From the Land of Kansas, the state trademark program promotes products grown, raised, and produced in Kansas. Look for the logo at gift shops and grocery stores to recognize Kansas-made products. Finding Kansas-made products is easy with shopfromthelandofkansas.com, where you can order Kansas-made goods online.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.